Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining me now on air is Roger Lilly. He is our energy analyst who we get to chat to on a regular basis, and he helps us understand what is going on in our electricity crisis. Roger, a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Howard. Thank you for inviting me to your show. I trust you're well.
Howard's back in the hot seat tomorrow. It's Chad today, oh, Roger.
Sorry, Chad.
But it's
Chad.
All good. It's all good. So my question for you today, are we a step closer to fixing the current energy crisis?
Oh, definitely.
That's good.
The president's plans are good news. Of course, you know, it's all in the detail and it's all in the actionables. But in terms of a plan, it's a great plan. We look forward with great anticipation for the days ahead to see how this is actually going to be implemented and rolled out.
And what part of the plan did you take away that you believe is the most actionable where we will see developments in the short term?
The greater involvement of the private sector is the key. To me, the state cannot provide us with the electricity we need for the country. We've seen that. It's demonstrated itself over 14 years now. And it's a breath of fresh air to see someone stand up and virtually acknowledge that by saying that license thresholds have been removed, that feed-in tariffs for people with their own embedded generation systems and a greater use of the private sector. To me, these are great things. Doubling of bid window 6 from 2,600 megawatts to 5,200 megawatts. These are all very good news. And I expect that what's going to happen is we're going to see, like we did when the threshold was raised for embedded generation, was raised from 1 megawatt to 100 megawatts in August last year. There was a great flurry of action, and 80 projects have resulted from that. Now, we believe that this is going to happen again, and I think we're going to see great interest from the international community as well in terms of possible opportunities for business development here.
Roger, from a domestic perspective, people that are interested in solar, I've heard that we are about to hit a solar panel shortage in South Africa, that the only panels that are available that have already been pre-sold are actually on the high waters and being shipped out from China, and that our solar installers in South Africa cannot keep up with demand. What have you heard?
I haven't heard that in as the high detail as you've heard it, but I have heard that prices of solar panels are increasing, and they're increasing at component level in China. So we can expect to see, if indeed there is a great demand, and if indeed we have a shortage of supply, then of course the rules of supply and demand will apply, and we'll probably see some price increases. As it is, it's only really the wealthy that can afford to do this to their homes anyway. We're going to see more in the business world, I believe, in terms of rooftop solar.
So I see the banks are monetizing this. They are developing specific financial models for solar. Two of the bigger banks in South Africa have rolled out a model. But like you said, it's still for a specific market. It's not something that everybody can afford. We are reliant on Eskom. And that's why the news that you're bringing us, that you're excited, makes us excited.
Yeah, I really think so. I think, you know, when you start considering large shopping centers and large businesses and mines and so on, which at the moment have to discard any surplus power they generate, now being able to supply that back to Eskom, this does two things. This firstly relieves the load off Eskom, but secondly, it actually aids Eskom by providing it additional power. So not only does Eskom have to generate less, but in order to meet a load, but it also is getting a helping hand from industry. And to me, that is a great plus. It's a big win-win story.
So, Roger, for me and the listeners that aren't so technologically challenged, because I know I am and some of the listeners may be on the same page as me, if you can simplify this, how is it that industry, and you mentioned shopping centers, will be able to give back surplus electricity. Simplify it for us. How does it go back to the grid?
Okay, so what happens is the electricity runs in the opposite direction to the way it normally does. When you have, let me describe it like this. Assume you have two glasses of water. The one is fuller than the other. If you elevate the one that is fuller than the other, you can run the water from that back into the other one. And so this is what happens electrically. You're elevating the one glass above the other and moving the water from one glass to the other, either in this direction and then in that direction. And so the same thing will happen. As you have surplus energy, you're able to put that back into the network.
So no special equipment required?
Not from your perspective. The special equipment will be required by Eskom or the local municipality to which you're connected. That is for sure. But that's their problem. They will have to make changes to the infrastructure at distribution level for two reasons. One, to allow for that. And secondly, for safety purposes, because at the present time, if you've got electricity flowing in one direction only, when a technician wants to work on that line, he can disconnect it at a disconnection point, and he knows that from that point on, the line is not energized anymore. There's no more electricity on that line, and he can work on it safely. When you have a feed-in system where you have electricity in bi-directions, then the isolation of that line has to be done at both ends, because otherwise electricity could be coming in at any point along that line, and the technician is not now assured that he's working on a dead line. So there certainly has to be monitoring and controlling equipment on those distribution lines, which we currently don't have.
Roger, one thing I've taken away from this is your optimism. Thank you so much for taking time out this morning to chat to us and letting us know that, in your opinion, the president said the right things, and if it gets put into practice, we may see this situation turned around. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.